How was it like living in Nepal?
It was very beautiful. The nature was very beautiful. The Himalayas surrounded us, so we would see snow-capped mountains all around. Also, Nepal is a developing nation, so it doesn't have a lot of the conveniences of what we have in the United States. Electricity was not a given. We'd have blackouts quite often, and they could go for hours and hours, half a day, maybe a full day sometimes. Also, even water was not something that was a given. We had a huge water tank outside the house, and in the morning that tank would be filled up, and a motor would pump that water up to the top of our roof. And during the day we would use that water, and when it was gone, it was gone. And in the afternoon, again, we'd get water pumped into the tank outside, and it would be pumped up by a motor onto the roof. So that's what our life was like.
In what ways was it different from America?
Very different, but if you grow up in that situation, you don't think it's inconvenient, you're just used to it.
Is being here in America a lot better than Nepal? And what are some things you took for granted that were in Nepal?
Nepal is a very poor country, but I saw that people took pleasure in simple things and people were kind. America is a very rich country, but that doesn't necessarily mean that people are happy. Of course, there are people that are happy, but richness doesn't translate to happiness. It's very interesting. And that was great. Also, there's monsoon. So it rains a lot between June and September, many, many months. Not every day, but a lot of the time, most of the time, it's raining. So things like that. We'd see many different kind of animals that we don't see here in the city.
Are you glad that you came to America?
America's great. You know, there's a lot of freedom. Freedom to say what you want. Freedom to work hard and, you know, earn what you worked for. So that's a great thing.
Also, what was it like coming to America?
Well, it's kind of interesting because I grew up in Nepal, but I went to an American school from kindergarten through ninth grade. So when I came to the United States, I was 24. I had never been to the United States before, but since my teachers were mostly from California, I sounded like I was from California. So that was kind of funny. And also, I knew English, but I didn't know the culture. So when I got out of the airport and were driving on the freeway, it said carpool. And I thought to myself, I know what a car is, and I know what a pool is, but I don't know what a carpool is.